covered by a blanket. Pickle lay on a ledge, snoring loudly. Mara sat with Logalog and his son Nordo. The other shrews had retired for the night. Though Mara had been glad to escape Salamandastron, she could not reconcile herself to the idea of Earthstripe being besieged along with the hares inside the mountain. A sudden yearning to be back there, giving what aid she could, caused the young badger maid to turn to the shrew leader.
Logalog, I want to thank you and your tribe for rescuing us and showing us the hospitality of your home. But I am anxious to go back to Salamandastron. I have told you about what will be happening there, so why can I not go?
All in good time, Mara. All in good time.
Logalog patted her paw.
When you do go, the Gaussian warriors and I will be with you. I have crossed swords with this Klitsch you speak of. Aye, and his father, Farrago. The blue-eyed ones are our enemies. We would wear out logboats travelling to fight against them.
Mara nodded.
Then why do we not go now?
Logalog took a sip of shrew beer from his tankard.
Because I need you to do something for me. Listen, and I will tell you. I am leader of the Gaussum because I am the strongest. That is the only thing that keeps our tribe together without the Blackstone. The Gaussum will follow the shrew who holds the Blackstone. It is sacred to us shrews. I held the Blackstone from the time it was passed to me by my father, who got it from his father before him. It makes the holder undisputed leader of all shrews. Well, one day, when my son Nordor was little, he took it from around my neck as I slept. I did not worry too much, because Nordor was a baby who liked to play with the Blackstone. I let him, thinking that one day it would be his by right. However, Nordor lost the stone. I took the blame on myself, not wanting him to be shunned by the Gaussum. And since then, I have been leader only by my authority and fighting skills.
Where did Nordo lose the Blackstone?
Mara could not help interrupting.
And how does it concern me?
Nordo took up the story from his father.
You must understand our ways, Mara. The importance of the Blackstone is great in our tribe. Without it, my father leads only by his strength. If he possesses the stone, then he is leader not only by his toughness, but by Gaussum law. But let me tell you my story. One of the tributaries of the Great South Stream leads out onto a large lake, so big it's like an inland sea. I drifted out there in a little logboat that my father made for me. Actually, I fell asleep and the logboat took its own course. The oars were lost overboard as I slept. I drifted around on the big lake for more than 2 days. Then I sighted an island near its centre. Paddling with my paws, I made it to the island. There I searched the woods looking for suitable wood to make oars so that I could row back home. Having no knife or sword, I could not cut wood. I searched all day without success. When night fell, I went to sleep in the woods. It was like a dream. I was suddenly wakened by a dreadful roar. A huge white creature stood over me. It was terrifying, more ghost than fur or blood. It had hold of the Blackstone. I screamed and ran off, leaving the Blackstone and the broken thong that it had hung from. The ghost had it. I made it back to my little logboat and drifted round until the evening of the next day, when I was found by my father and a search party who were scouring the lake with the big logboat fleet. Since then, no shrew has been near the big lake or the island where the ghost lives. But with you along, I might be able to get the Blackstone.
I don't understand. Why must you have me along?
Mara scratched her head in puzzlement. Logalog spoke then, keeping his voice low.
Because you are a badger. And the ghost that haunts the island of the big lake is a badger also. A huge white one without stripes.